We have a special guest calling in this morning. I don't know if, Deb, if you've ever been on. Deb Scott is the Community Partners Director. I think maybe you've been on the station at least once before. But anyway, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Katya. Yes, and I have been on once before.
Okay, good. So this is not all new. But we are here to talk very specifically about something that is just beginning in Two Harbors, hasn't even begun yet, but that has already generated quite a bit of interest and excitement, the Victory Chorus. And Deb, do you want to just start by telling us, I know they have one in Duluth. Is that how this came about? Or tell us where this idea came from and how it is coming to fruition now.
The idea was, I've always liked and worked in human service professions and always liked how the humanities, you know, are so helpful and beneficial to people, whatever their journey is in life, whether it's relaxation or if they're, you know, using it to navigate life challenges. And in particular, music and working with community partners. We work with people 55 and above, and as people start moving in their aging journey, they start experiencing cognitive changes, and for some people that means a variety of forms of dementia. Mm-hmm. And music has been proven to really delay the onset of cognitive decline and actually can help people who are just experiencing those normal memory, I call them brain glitches, you know, the memory glitches,
right,
of forgetting names and faces and things like that. It helps improve memory retention, and music is just a phenomenal tool to do that. Plus, we enjoy it. So it's a win-win.
It is a win-win, and I'm glad to hear you speak those basic things. I know that my experience of being around grandparents and older people, when they hear a song that they recognize from way back, it's almost as direct as like a smell. I mean, it just absolutely brings back a memory, and I know my mom has told me already what songs she wants to be hearing on her deathbed. She wants us to sing for her. And I mean, music is just, it's something we don't have enough of, in my opinion. And this is also social, right? So tell us a little bit about what this Victory Chorus is going to offer.
Okay. The Victory Chorus meets once a week, and it's a partnership. This is what really excites me about bringing this to Two Harbors, is it's a partnership with the high school choir. And Emma Craig is the choir director there, and she's been very gracious and willing to try this new venture. And so it will be starting in January. It will be Fridays from 10 to 11 will be the choir practice. And then from 11 to noon afterwards, we have a social hour. So people can just engage with each other and enjoy snacks and, you know, light refreshments, and just because socialization is really important, particularly for people who experience any form of dementia. As they start losing their ability to communicate, they become more and more isolated, and it just becomes this never-ending circle of further and further isolation, which then leads to emotional, you know, depression and, you know, some emotional challenges. So it's really important to maintain those social connections as well. And so the Victory Choir does all of that.
Yes, and what better way to break the ice than to sing together first?
Right.
Now, and I have to tell you, I've spoken to several people about this who I know can sing, and they're all very interested in it. Tell us how to get involved, either as an able-bodied singer with, I would never say full memory because we are all forgetting things,
exactly.
But also as someone who maybe has someone in mind who might benefit from this, who does have memory challenges.
Well, right now we're in the early planning stages, and so if people are interested in joining the choir, just calling the office and letting us know that you're interested, because that will help us plan prior to the start of the first rehearsal. We will have an informational session. So that's for the singers, their caregivers, and anybody who wants to know more about how the process unfolds. And so that will happen. We don't have a concrete date, but it will be in January because we're working with the school schedule. So it will be after the holiday, you know, the school break. And so, and then we will just give us a call, and we will either, if you prefer emails or phone calls, we will keep you in the loop on where we are in the process, and then send out and give you a notice or a heads up when we're going to have our first, the informational session. And then the choir will start rehearsing a week after, but it's probably looking more like mid-January is when we'll have that informational session.
Okay.
And then we'll start singing afterwards. But we like to know ahead of time how many people, because we need to plan for snacks. So
okay.
It's important.
Great. And then can I assume then that there will be high school singers as well?
Absolutely. But it is a partnership with the Two Harbors High School Choir. So it's a really exciting endeavor for us. I love seeing intergenerational, because there's also really profound research that shows how that intergenerational interactions benefits everybody.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's really important.
Yeah. We need to be around each other of all ages.
Exactly.
That is just the truth.
Yes.
And Emma Craig will completely take this away. I know her enough to know that she is a wonderful new addition to our community as well. So thank you, Deb, for conceiving of this to the extent that you are the visioner. And we will absolutely keep listeners posted on what's happening and how to get involved, maybe how to go to a concert. And we'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Katya.
All right. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. That was Deb Scott. She is the Director of Community Partners, speaking with us about the Victory Chorus, which is coming this winter. Can't be here soon enough, as far as I'm concerned.